Welcome to the Creating Us podcast, hosted by the Office of Leader and Culture Development. I'm Jason, and I'm excited to be with you as we continue our journey through the simple truths of leadership. All right, everyone. Hey, happy Monday or whatever day it is that you're listening. We're going to, for simple truth number 9, we're actually going to jump into a lesson that I gave with our book study members. So here we go. Hey, everybody, welcome to week 9 of the Simple Truths of Leadership Playbook. My name is Jason Weber, and I'm excited to be with you as we talk about a lesson that we all need to be reminded of. All right, so the effective servant leaders realize they have to use different strokes for different folks. So that's our lesson this week, but what does it mean? Well, I want to go back to the Simple Truths of Leadership book and share with you what Ken Blanchard and Randy Connolly talk about. And in this, they say, through the years, I've observed that most managers have a favorite leadership style they always use with their people. In fact, our company's research shows that 54% of managers use only one leadership style. They're those one-trick ponies. These managers have an either-or approach to leadership. They think they must focus on either results or people. Now, managers who restrict themselves to either extreme tend to be ineffective, but managers who are servant leaders have the ability to flex their leadership style based on the needs of their people. So what we're going to do today and for next week is we're going to look at the situational leadership model. So this is the SL2 leadership styles model. Now, for many of you, you'll be familiar with it. You have heard about it. You've known about it. But for those that don't, here's a couple resources I would encourage you to do. Number one, go to Blanchard.com and take a look at and search for the SL2 model because they have a tremendous amount of information on there. They're the ones who wrote it. Number two is if you have a copy of the playbook, I would highly encourage that you download or go and grab the QR code and download the PDF. Now, the PDF that I'm holding up here is what you will get. It'll be also attached in the short course here. But what you'll notice is that we will actually be using the SL2 leadership model for simple truth number 9, next week for number 10, and in a couple weeks for number 18. So number 10 is, let me back up here. So we've talked about simple truth number 9, but simple truth number 10 is effective servant leaders don't just use different strokes for different folks. They also use different strokes for the same folks. So again, this SL2 leadership model is going to have significant application to the lessons that we talk about. And then simple truth 18 is don't work harder, work smarter. All right, so what are we talking about with this model? Let me move us forward here. So this is the SL2 leadership styles model and how this works. And if you're really familiar with it, you're saying, well, wait a second, Jason, where's the development levels bar that's underneath this? Well, good catch. I will actually be including that next week because I want to really dive into the different developmental models, especially as we're talking about using different strokes for the same folks. So let's look at this chart together. If we look at our XY axis here, what we've got is our supportive behavior. And the supportive behavior includes listening, facilitating self-reliant problem solving, and encouraging, praising, and involving others in decision making. The directive behaviors involves telling and showing people what to do, when to do it, and how to do it, and providing frequent feedback on results. So again, what is our feedback? What is our guidance versus what is our ability to listen, to support them through self-reliant problem solving, encouraging, praising, etc.? Now, what I will say is the supportive behavior, I would make the case supportive behavior is involved in every part of this. And I think it's important for us as leaders to remember that. Okay, so let's look at our different leadership styles. So this chart actually starts in the lower right, and you'll see S1, which is leadership style 1. We move up to S2, which is leadership style 2, S3 and then S4. So you'll see this wave that is there. So when we look at the directing, so let's look at the red box. In leadership style one or S1, high directive and low supportive behaviors. The leader provides specific direction about goals, shows and tells how to reach them, and closely tracks the individual's performance to provide frequent feedback on results. So, when would we see this? When we've got a new employee, somebody who's brand new to our team, maybe they have some experience, but they don't know how we do things, how our culture accomplishes things. We're going to be focusing on the leadership style one. Maybe we've got a brand new project or a new initiative, and we've brought together a team of individuals who they've never worked on something like this before. We're going to use the directing model. Another one that I would argue is when we promote a new leader or when we promote somebody into a new position, we have to remember that even though a person may have been with us for a long time and maybe they had been functioning in the delegating realm for a long time, when we move somebody into a new position, they go back to leadership style one, where we need to direct them. We have to be able to set people up for success, and we do that through providing a solid foundation. So that's the leadership style one. Leadership style two, this is the orange box. This is a coaching framework. High directive, high supportive behaviors. The leader offers explanations, solicits suggestions, encourages, and continues to direct goal or task accomplishment. So again, this is me asking you questions. Tell me about your decision making on this. Tell me about your reasoning for this. I really appreciated how you handled that. And I'm also thinking we should go maybe this direction. What do you think? So I'm still very involved and very engaged, but as a coach and as somebody who's leveraging high supportive behavior, I want to start making that transition from I'm directing you on all of these tasks, moving you into this coaching where I'm still going to be high directive, but I'm really going to be leveraging that supportive behavior. And as we transition now into this low directive behavior. So let's do that. And again, the same examples that I gave you in leadership style one would apply to leadership style two. And when we talk about the timing, how long does somebody stay in leadership style one or directing and then coaching and supporting and delegating? I don't know. Everyone's going to be a little bit different. But as leaders, we owe it to our team members to have regular conversations, provide regular feedback, and we have to be willing to help grow them into that next phase. Sure, it may be easier at times just to keep them in a directing phase, but if we only do that, I think we all can guess as to what would happen. And so it's important that we understand that all four of these leadership styles are needed and they're valuable. And we've got to be able to read the environment and collaborate with our team members to ensure that we're supporting them in moving them through each of these levels. All right, so let's go to leadership style three. This is the yellow box. This is the low directive and high supportive behaviors. The leader and the individual make decisions together. The role of the leader is to facilitate, listen, draw out, encourage, and support. So again, I am now, if you think about, here's another visual. If I'm in that directing phase, you can look at it where I'm in an office setting and I'm behind my desk and you're sitting in the chair in front of me and I'm directing you, right? And I'm holding this position here where I'm the one that's going to be responsible. Coaching, I'm moving around my desk. Maybe I'm moving kind of to the side because we understand the power dynamic there, right? So I'm starting to get a little bit closer to you. Supporting is I want to be able to come alongside you and I just want to be able to listen. I want to be able to make decisions collaboratively. There's not a power dynamic here. We are doing this collaboratively. And again, that's the key word there. But I want to listen. I want to draw out additional ideas. I want to draw out additional perspectives. And then I'm going to encourage you and I'm going to support you in whatever you do. Now, maybe I get into supporting and realize, and we hit a point where you're like, man, I don't know. Like, I could use a little bit more direction. Okay, I'm going to move us back into coaching then. All right, so as we're looking at this situation, what previous experiences could you draw on? Who would you be able to ask to get the information that you're needing? So I may switch back and forth, right? But in the supportive, I'm coming alongside of you. And then let's go to the green. This is S4, leadership style four, delegating. This is low directive and low supportive behaviors. The individual makes most of the decisions about what, how, and when. The role of the leader is to value the individual's contributions and support their growth. And so now I look at this delegating piece, whereas if I am directing and I'm behind my desk and there's a power differential there. Coaching, I'm coming out from under behind that, from behind my desk, right? Supporting, I'm coming alongside of you. Delegating, I'm now, hey, you're in charge, you're in control, and I'm just here to support you. But you know, hey, here's the initiative, here's the directive, ready, go. And I am giving it all to you. I'm still present. I'm still in the moment, but the power dynamic has completely reversed. And so that's another way that we might be able to consider this. So, as we think about our lesson this week, is that servant leaders realize they have to use different strokes for different folks. It's about understanding that we may have team members who are where we have to be directing. We may have team members where we can be in supporting. We may have team members where we're in coaching, and we might have team members where we're delegating. But just because I've reached a box, just because I've reached a point, doesn't mean that, hey, there's a change. I'm going to move you back to directing, and then I'm going to get you through coaching, supporting, and delegating quickly, right? But we have to understand that these four roles play an important part into how we lead each other. And so then the question becomes, are you willing? Are you willing to consider these four styles, right? To be able to work with those in your environment and help them work through this. Remember, just because somebody has seniority, just because somebody has time in role, doesn't mean that they are owed or automatically given the right to be in that delegating box. This is about trust. This is about building relationships, and it's ensuring success. So the pace at which we move through them may look a little bit different, but understand that again, effective servant leaders realize they have to use different strokes for different folks. So here's our try it for this week. Try using all four leadership styles. Give a new employee clear direction. Offer a frustrated employee both direction and encouragement. If someone is doing well but still asking questions, support their ideas. Finally, for someone who has their job all figured out, get out of their way and let them be magnificent. So I look forward to talking with you all next week as we build on this and dive thought much more into the developmental side of this model. I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Creating Us podcast. If you have any comments or questions, please let me know at jason.weber@ttu.edu. Until next time, take care.